Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Fisher. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Goslin moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Goslin moves to third. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. QL scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lovey for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, QL bunts towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schuld hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators won. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 3, Senators, 3. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, West hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bluge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin, who is chasing the ball. Bluge reaches third base with a triple. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fisher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Fisher moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from Farrell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Melillo throws it away. That's an error on Melillo. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Bump Hadley now pitching. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Farrell steals second. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Sharon moves to second. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Showboat Fisher pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Showboat Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bluge bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bluge moves to third. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey has Bluge trapped. There's the throw to Sharon and over to Farrell, who tags Bluge for the out. Spencer moves to third. Marbury moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Rice now playing right field. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. Burns moves to third. It's Browns, 4, Senators, 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Art Sherin. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schulte hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin catches it. Levy is tagging up. There's the throw, and Levy is out at the plate. That's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Lynn Storti now playing third base. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. General Crowder pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. West moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.